think that there's a perception, there's several issues with this, is that there's the perception, and then there's the perception, there are two perceptions. One perception because of who was involved in the early retirement program, but also just the perception of early retirement incentive programs in general, which is what I would like to talk about, is that, you know, the county has a long history of offering early retirement programs, and I've been involved in three now, and I think that we need to, in the months or a month or month and a half, take a look back at the early retirement incentive programs to see how they've done, so the public can understand that, and also to set policy for going forward if it makes economic sense. And I've said this for the last 2 weeks and even before that, that any early retirement program requires the discipline of the commission that is involved to not, if they say the plan's going to abolish a certain number of jobs, then that's what the plan needs to do, and that's what the commission needs to do. And so I think it's important that we review what county history to see if it does make economic sense, and to allow the public to comment on that as we move forward. So that's why I would support the rescinding of that resolution about the early retirement.
Mr. President, I have a different view on that. A month ago, whenever we started really looking at this seriously, two months ago, we decided to do the study, and we never got around to letting that study get finished. But I think I've studied it enough now to see that county government in its present form isn't structured in such a way that we can guarantee that we get the right information from different people. And also, we're dealing with other department heads or other elected officials who we don't have control over. Greg's right. In this occasion, we do. But if something happens and the commission changes, then that policy just goes out the window. So I don't need to study it anymore. My position is that we need to relook at our structure and our county government, trying to improve ways to make sure that we get the reduction in our employees through layoffs and retirements, and hope we can do it that way. And if some extreme circumstances come about, I think we can look at some other ways. But I totally concur that we should vote to rescind this early retirement program.
I think it's safe to say, if I could add, that if we had all had the information from the beginning on everything that on the matter, we would not have made the motion to accept the resolution. And as I stated, since it's questionable information and we now know, I would move to rescind the buyouts. But I think in the future we would look at any request for buyout on the merits of it and delve into it 100% before we would even consider it. So,
okay.
Call for the vote.
Okay, we have a motion to rescind the early retirement incentive program that was previously passed, covering the staffs of Job and Family Services and the Children's Services staff. Motion made by Commissioner Furman, seconded by Commissioner Jolivet. So the vote shall be Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes. And if I may, I'd like to move also to accept the resignation of Derek and Karen Conklin.
Okay, we have separate resolutions for that. The first resolution is, says, whereas Derek Conklin has submitted his resignation as county administrator from the Board of County Commissioners effective April 6, 2008. So I'll need a motion and a second.
Second.
I move.
And I second.
Third second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
The next is, whereas Karen Conklin has submitted her resignation as Assistant Director from the Butler County Department of Job and Family Services, effective upon completion of unused vacation and personal leave hours, subject to confirmation of leave time available. Motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Mr. Rez, can you... Mr. Williams, do you have Derek's resignation letter?
Yes, sir.
Can you read that into the record?
Certainly. April 6, 2008, to the Board of Butler County Commissioners, 315 High Street, Hamilton, Ohio. Dear Commissioners, it has been my honor and privilege to be the County Administrator of Butler County for the past 21 years, and my honor and to work for great commissioners both currently and in the past. I've been given the opportunity to participate in a small way in many successful programs and projects. The department heads and office staff are second to none. Events of the last week has convinced me that I've lost your confidence and can no longer serve you to the level you demand or I expect. I am saddened by this turn of events. It is not my nature to be confrontational or defensive, and I'm declining the opportunity to meet and discuss my position. I therefore resign immediately. I foresee that under your leadership, Butler County will continue to grow, prosper, and be a leader in the state of Ohio. Sincerely, Derek L. Conklin.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like to move to appoint Tim Williams as acting administrator for Butler County, effective immediately.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
And for the record, his salary will be?
Yes.
His salary will reflect the current pay range that the administrator is making for the interim.
Is that part of this motion?
Yes. Well, you'll amend your second.
Yes.
No, I'll second that amendment.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. So, if I may, I would like to move that we prepare an advertisement to fill the position of administrator at this time.
Second.
We want it to be as far-reaching as possible.
And I think that, comment, Mr. President, that need to seek advice as to whether we, maybe we can be determine that at some later date, whether we need a national search firm. I'd like to see the pros and cons of doing that, but I think that the advertising is the prudent thing to do and get that started, get that process started. But as to whether we need a national search firm, I'd still like to hear the pros and cons and in the very short order.
Well, I think we want the best of the best, and maybe the way to do that is a search. And I guess wouldn't be proper to go out for RFPs for somebody to do that? Is that how we would do it?
Yeah, sounds right to me.
Okay. Well, we can do that and still make that decision at the time.
Same track.
Right.
We'll request the administrator to go out for RFPs for a national search as well as start the search immediately. And Doug, you'll work with a person, you'll work on a qualifications and what we expect.
Yes, sir.
Is that all we need? Do you guys have anything at this time?
I have nothing.
Nope.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.